A man's best friend can be an expensive proposition, something that a lot of folks don't take into account when acquiring a dog. However, you cannot put a price on the companionship, faithfulness, and the absolute joy of returning home to an excited dog. This leads into the story of vet's fees. A man runs into the local vet's office carrying his dog and shouting for help. The vet rushes him back to the examination room and the fellow lays his dog down on the examination table. The vet examines the still, limp body and after a few moments tells the man that his dog, regrettably, is dead. The man, clearly agitated and not willing to accept this, demands a second opinion. The vet goes into the back room and comes out with a cat and puts the cat down next to the dog's body. The cat sniffs the body, walks from head to tail, poking and sniffing, and finally looks at the vet and meows. The vet looks at the man and says, "I'm sorry, but the cat thinks that your dog is dead too." The man is still unwilling to accept that his dog is dead. The vet brings in a black Labrador. The lab sniffs the body, walks from head to tail, and finally looks at the vet and barks. The vet looks at the man and says, "I'm sorry, but the lab thinks your dog is dead too." The man, finally resigned to the diagnosis, thanks the vet and asks how much he owes. The vet answers, $250.
$250 to tell me my dog is dead, exclaims the man.
Well, the vet replies, "I would only have charged you $50 for my initial diagnosis. The additional $200 was for the CAT scan and the lab test."